Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Dubwise Ride Groove Resample Blueprint in Ableton Live 12, designed specifically for warm tape style grit and old school jungle DNB energy. Now, this is not your standard white noise riser trick. We're doing something more musical, more rhythmic, and way more in the lane of classic jungle and old school drum and bass. The idea is simple. Start with a ride or simple groove, give it movement, saturation, and delay. Then resample it into a transition layer that feels like it was born inside a smoky rave system, not dropped in from a polished EDM preset pack. And that's the key vibe here. In DNB, especially jungle, rollers, darker halftime, and old school influence tracks, the riser doesn't have to scream by pitching upward like crazy. A lot of the time, the tension comes from groove, texture, swing, and repeat buildup. So we're thinking motion first, height second. Let's build it. Start by creating a new MIDI track and loading simpler with a ride cymbal, a gritty open hat, or some kind of metallic percussion sample with a bit of body. You want something with a clear transient and enough character to survive processing. Avoid anything too glossy or too modern sounding unless you're deliberately going for contrast. Now program a one bar or two bar pattern. Keep it offbeat and swinging. A good starting point is hits on the end of 1, 2, end of 2, 3, end of 3. And 4. You can also make it more broken and jungle-like with a few ghost hits and short gaps. Don't be afraid to vary the velocities either. Something like 65 to 110 gives the pattern a human push-pull that instantly feels less robotic. If the groove feels too stiff, add a little swing from the groove pool. A light MPC-style swing, somewhere around 54 to 58%, can make a huge difference. That tiny bit of looseness helps the ride sit in the pocket with a break rather than fighting it. Next, shape the source so it sounds dubby instead of brittle. In simpler, if the sample clicks, give it a small fade, maybe 2 to 8 milliseconds. Turn warp on if needed, and try repitch or beats depending on how the sample reacts. If the ride is too sharp, transpose it down a couple semitones, maybe minus 2 to minus 5. And if the high end is too glossy, gently low pass it around 12 to 16 kHz. Then add EQ8. High pass somewhere around 300 to 600 Hz so you're not cluttering the kick and snare zone. If there's a harsh bite around 6 to 9 kHz, carve that out a little. And if the top end is still too shiny, a gentle shelf down above 10 to 12 kHz can make it feel more worn and tape-like. After EQ, put saturator on the chain. This is where the warmth starts to show up. Drive it a little, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn on soft clip. If you want a bit more character, push it a little harder, and then bring the output back down. The point is to make the ride feel like it's already passing through a system, like it's been lived in a little. Now for the dub movement. Add echo after the saturator. This is where the personality really comes alive. Start with a time of 1/8 or dotted 1/8, feedback around 25 to 45%, and low pass the repeats, so they sit behind the dry hit. Keep modulation subtle. You want movement, not chorus soup. A touch of wobble and maybe the bit of noise can add grain without taking over. If the stereo field is getting too wide for your bass line, keep the dry hit stable in the center and use the width carefully. In darker DNB, a slightly wider tail can sound huge, but the low end must stay clean. If you want a smokier atmosphere, follow echo with reverb. Keep it controlled. Decay around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Low cut above 500 Hz, and high cut somewhere around 6 to 9 kHz. You're not building a cinematic wash here. You're building a controlled fog that supports the transition. Now automate tension. This is where the riser becomes musical. Over 2 or 4 bars, automate the filter cutoff, echo feedback, and the send amount to reverb. Start the filter slightly closed, maybe around 8 to 10 kHz. Then gradually open it up toward 14 to 16 kHz. Raise the feedback from around 25% to around 40%. Bring in a little more reverb only at the end. And if you want a little extra lift, add a 1 to 2 dB volume push near the final bar. You can also increase saturator drive slightly toward the end, just a few dB more. Then compensate with output so it doesn't clip too hard. This gives you a buildup that feels like density increasing, not just pitch rising. And honestly, for jungle and old school DNB, that often works better. Once the groove and processing feel right, it's time to print it. Create a new audio track and set it to resampling, or route the ride track internally into that audio channel. Record 2 to 4 bars of the full effect chain. This is a big move, because resampling freezes the interaction between the transient, the delay, the saturation, and the room. You'll often get something more cohesive than trying to keep everything live forever. Now you've got audio. That means you can warp it, reverse it, slice it, and mutate it. Open the resampled clip in arrangement view and start turning it into a proper tape-style riser. One simple move is to reverse the last one or two bars and fade them in. Another option is to slice the clip into 1/4 or 1/8 chunks and nudge a few pieces earlier, so it feels like it's rushing forward. You can also automate clip gain or track volume so the tail swells right into the drop. If you want a more degraded texture, add a little redux. Keep it subtle. Just a touch of downsampling or bit reduction can give you that crush tape digital edge without wrecking the groove. Then, if needed, use glue compressor or drum bus very gently to hold the texture together. A little drive goes a long way here. Now think about arrangement. This kind of riser works beautifully in the last 4 or 8 bars before a drop. It can also bridge a halftime section into a double time section, or cover a bass switch up in a way that feels intentional. You can even use it as a transition between break edits. For example, let the kick disappear, open up the snare space, and let the riser carry the listener into the next section. That's classic old school phrasing. It feels like a DJ arrangement, not just a loop with effects slapped on top. Before you call it done, carve space. High pass the resampled audio around 250 to 500 Hz so it doesn't fight the kick and sub. If there's ugly buildup in the 2 to 4 kHz range, notch that out. And if the stereo tail feels too wide, use utility to reduce width or keep the low content more mono. In DNB, clarity at the drop is everything. The build only works if the impact lands hard. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make the riser too glossy. Don't overdo delay feedback. Don't leave too much low end in the resample. And don't rely only on pitch automation. In this style, tension comes from layered motion, not just a rising note. If you want to go darker and heavier, here are a few strong moves. Layer a very quiet chopped break fragment under the ride, like a tiny Amen hat or ghost snare. That gives the riser actual jungle DNA. Try automating the echo filter as well as the feedback, so the repeats get duller and nastier as they build. You can even do a reverse resample pass for a haunting pre-drop swell. And if the texture feels too clean, add just a bit of pitch drift or warble to make it feel more analog and unstable. A really effective variation is the dual speed version. Make one riser that feels like it's building at straight 1/8 pace, and another that implies 1/16 motion in the final bar. Layer them quietly and you get that sneaky speeding up illusion without changing the whole drum pattern. Another great trick is a take stop ending right before the drop. That little collapse can make the downbeat feel massive. And here's the big teacher tip. Print in layers, not perfection. Make one pass cleaner, one pass rougher, maybe even one pass wetter and more smeared. Then compare them in context. The best riser is not always the one that sounds coolest in solo. It's the one that makes the drop hit hardest in the track. For practice, try this. Build a clean dub version, a rough jungle version, and a heavier transition version of the same ride riser in one session. Place each one before the same drop and listen in context. You'll quickly hear which one feels more jungle, which one feels more modern, and which one creates the hardest landing. So the core workflow is, start with a swung ride groove, process it with EQ, saturation, echo and reverb, automate tone and space for tension, resample it early, then reshape the audio into a tape grit transition element that actually serves the arrangement. That's the blueprint. And once you've built one, you can keep reusing it. Chop it, reverse it, print new variations and stash them in a folder for future tracks. That way, every time you need a pre-drop bridge, a switch-up transition, or a smoky jungle-style buildup, you've already got a weapon ready to go. All right, let's get into the session and make that dubwise ride groove breathe.